The Senate today concludes its last session of the 107th Congress after passing a raft of stacked-up legislation late last night, including a bill creating a Homeland Security Department. While a lot more got done in this post-election lame duck session than expected, lawmakers are leaving town without having finished a good number of the bills they started. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As outgoing Senate Chaplain Lloyd Ogilvie opened today's session, he sought to make peace in what's been a highly combative chamber.
Help us to forgive and to forget any memories of strained relationships or debilitating differences.
Still, Minority Leader Trent Lott, who will lead a Republican majority in the next Congress, said the barely week-long lame duck session had proven to be the best he'd ever seen.
I've always said that I've never seen a good one that didn't go on too long, become acrimonious, and cost lots of money. Well, now I've seen it. I guess if you stay in government long enough, you'll see just about everything.
Lawmakers in both the Senate and House used this special session to move some of President Bush's top legislative priorities. Besides the Homeland Security bill, they also approved a terrorism insurance backstop bill, extended stopgap funding for the federal government until January, and confirmed several key judicial nominees. But Congress failed to win approval for a bankruptcy reform bill, and major bills on energy policy and patients' rights went unfinished, as did 11 of the 13 spending bills. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said today that one of his biggest disappointments was that Congress failed to renew extensions of unemployment benefits that expire in late December.
The opposition, in large measure, comes from Republicans who just don't believe there ought to be funding for unemployment. They don't mind giving out tax breaks to whoever may want them, but unemployment is not something they're philosophically inclined to do.
Both the House and the Senate did pass their own bills extending unemployment benefits. Minority Leader Lott blamed the failure to reconcile them on House Republican leaders.
I had lots of discussions with the House earlier in the week, but we never could seem to come to an agreement. Basically, they said, take our provision. I said, we can't. Why don't you take our position? It's clean, it's simple, it's 3 months. No, we're not going to do that. So we couldn't work it out.
Republicans yesterday won support from moderates for the Homeland Security bill by promising that three special provisions inserted by the House last week would be taken out. But today, Daschle questioned whether the incoming House Majority Leader, Tom DeLay, would allow the removal of those provisions.
Congressman DeLay's office made it quite clear that they weren't prepared yet to back down on the special interest provisions that were added to Homeland Security.
But Lott insisted that nobody had promised the provisions would actually be removed from the bill before moderates decided to throw their support to it.
What was said is we were going to look at them and see if they can be corrected or, you know, changes made to the satisfaction of all in concern. And that's why when Tom DeLay said we didn't agree just take them out, we agreed to work through it. That's right.
Lott said he hoped lawmakers would use their time away from Washington to reflect on how voters seem to support them more when they work together than when they clashed over legislation. He said most of what he'll attempt to do when he returns as majority leader in January will be to finish up all the work this Congress is leaving behind. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.